Joshua King first encountered Ridgefield during the Revolutionary War, when he was serving as a lieutenant with the 2nd Regiment of the Light Dragoons near South Salem, New York. When British spy major John Andre was captured and brought to him, King's brief acquaintance with Benedict Arnold's spy mate concluded when he escorted the gentleman to the gallows. In Ridgefield, General King, his later rank in the Connecticut militia, was the town's first postmaster and a town official, state representative, and delegate to the Connecticut Constitutional Convention of 1818. He and James Dole of Albany, New York, established a store on Main Street just after the war, now part of the Aldrich Museum Administration Building. General King built his large home on the opposite side of Main Street in 1801. A successful merchant, he became perhaps the largest private property owner in town in his time. He also owned interests in several mills and provided mortgages to many residents. Joshua and Ann Ingersoll King had 10 children, 4 sons and 6 daughters. General King died in 1839, 1 year after Ann and the youngest King son, Joshua Ingersoll King, 1801 to 1887, returned home. By the late 1800s, several buildings, at least 2 of the houses, stood on the King property. Joshua I. King occupied the main house, while his nephew, J. Howard King of Albany, New York, had an ornate Victorian place near the corner, Peaceable Cottage. It was J. Howard King who began marketing large lots on High Ridge as premier sites for country cottages. Joshua I. King died in 1887. In July of 1889, the old family homestead was destroyed by fire, together with many heirlooms and family portraits. One of the finest houses in the 19th century Ridgefield, it was being renovated. J. Howard King had a new version built in 1894 by Charles S. Nash, using almost the same imposing federal design, but set farther back from Main Street. J. Howard King's Victorian next door was either torn down or had burned down. Richard A. Jackson of Stevenson, Maryland, bought the King home in 1922, calling it Annascote. At some point in the 1920s, when the old Bailey Inn just to the north of the King estate was about to be torn down, Jackson had the rear wing of the hotel moved to the back of his house. He also replaced the old wrought iron fence with a stone wall still surrounding the property. Richard Jackson died in 1934, and a son, Fielding V. Jackson, moved with his family to Annascote. Fielding Jackson died in 1962. His widow, Julia Tower Jackson, continued to live in the house until 1978. Today, the mansion, extensively restored with historically accurate detail in 2002, 2003, and 2004, is owned by the town's top official of historic preservation.